Thursday, April 6th, 2006.
What's the weather like out there?
Gonna get pretty hot around here in a minute.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little heat.
In the weather now, are you?
Here's the report.
With podcasting's first online weather source, it's meteorologist Ed Roberts and the Kansas City Weather Podcast.
Hey there, everyone. Welcome back to the Kansas City Weather Podcast. I am Ed Roberts, and we've got a lot to talk about today. Just like yesterday, we're going to be focusing on a severe weather event that will likely be occurring as we head through late in the afternoon today and into this evening. So let's go ahead and get right into it. Well, the Storm Prediction Center, as of Wednesday night, since that's when I'm recording, has placed the Kansas City area in really a large part of the central part of the country, from, say, southeast Nebraska, southwestern Iowa, most of Missouri, eastern Kansas, eastern Oklahoma, and a large portion of Arkansas in a moderate risk for severe weather. Now, I fully expect the Storm Prediction Center to be upgrading that to a high risk as we head through the morning hours. Now, typically, we only see maybe three or four high risk in a given year. We've already seen two, one that produced the tornado outbreak on May 12th that included Sedalia, one that included the tornado outbreak that went through the Middle Mississippi Valley on Sunday, and like I said, likely this next one coming up for today. And really, there are a lot of parameters coming together for a significant severe weather outbreak. And honestly, it looks almost as good as the severe weather outbreak we had back on May 4th of 2003 that resulted in two F4 tornadoes across the Kansas City metro area. It looks that impressive, seriously. We've got a lot of moisture coming in from the south, helping to aid in extra instability. We also have a very strong and developing storm system across the northern plains, and as that strengthens, it's going to turn the winds around to the south and east, providing a little bit more wind shear that could be conductive to tornadoes. And we also have a very, very powerful area of jet stream winds that'll be moving over the area late in the afternoon and into the early evening. So really, a lot coming together. Hopefully the severe weather will not end up panning out, but certainly keep an eye to the weather, especially late this afternoon and into early this evening. Of course, I'll have a special audio update on Thursday morning. I'll probably post it sometime around 8 o'clock or so, and then likely updates at the website at kcweather.org throughout the day as we monitor the progress of the storm system. That, unless I get a chance to go out storm chasing with my good buddy who's actually on his way back from Illinois down towards Norman, Oklahoma. He may be passing through the area, and who knows, maybe I'll go out storm chasing tomorrow. If I do, I'll make sure I bring along the iRiver. By the way, I do apologize if my voice sounds kind of raspy. I don't know if it's the allergies or I've got a cold or whatnot, but it's hit me hard today. So I apologize if I'm a little bit raspy here. In any case, back on topic. Now, I think we may see one or two rounds of severe weather through the area as we head through the evening hours, likely the first round being the most severe and the most potential for tornadoes. But by the time we hit midnight, I think these storms will be out of here and we'll have some cooler weather building in for Friday. But hey, the weekend looks absolutely beautiful. Still mostly sunny skies both Saturday and Sunday and pleasant temperatures. For allergen counts from Wednesday, thanks to the folks at Children's Mercy Hospital, pollen is up to 72, which is in the high category, and mold low today at 2,672. Alright, let's break it all down for you with the details of your forecast. For today, partly cloudy skies, a little bit on the breezy side, with that chance for thunderstorms, mainly late in the afternoon into the early evening hours. Again, some certainly could be severe, a high reaching up to 82 degrees. Thursday night, those showers and thunderstorms ending west to east, then becoming partly cloudy, a low dropping down to 52 degrees. Friday, partly to mostly cloudy skies, maybe a stray shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, a high up to 64 degrees, and then a beautiful weekend, Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny skies. Saturday's high 61, Sunday's high 70 degrees, and up to 74 degrees with partly cloudy skies on Monday.
The Kansas City Weather Podcast at kcweather.org. Gotta get me some good weather.
And that wraps up this Thursday edition of the Kansas City Weather Podcast, at least part one. Again, I'll likely be posting an update sometime around 8 o'clock over at the website. And unless I go storm chasing, I'll have text updates throughout the day over at kcweather.org. If you have any comments or questions, feel free to shoot me an email over to ed@kcweather.org, or you can also make use of my listener comment line. The number is area code 206-350-KCWX. As always, thanks again for listening, stay subscribed, and we'll catch you in just a little bit. I'm meteorologist Ed Roberts. God bless you guys. We'll see you next time.